Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. The honor is all mine.
Well, let's just like share the honors. Let's share the honors. And if you can introduce your guest with you as well.
Yes, of course. I have one of the founders of Exo Marshmallow, Kat Connor. She is a marshmallow genius. They have this incredible marshmallow cafe and workshop in Rogers Park, and they are a multi-time Golden Rasher winner at Bacon Fest Chicago. Wow. And will be one of the restaurants serving a Chicago-style dish at Da Best Fest.
Marshmallow genius is high praise, number one. But also, it is a legitimate, I think, educational achievement, right? And it is one of those things that I think there's an undergraduate studies program in marshmallow genius at the University of Chicago these days, right? Your alma mater?
Yeah, it's not practical because they're really interested in marshmallow theory. Right. But yeah.
So before we get into what Kat's going to be bringing to Da Best Fest, let's talk about it since we have kind of the brain trust of it, you know, one of course, your great team. So what happened? You know, was it something that people had said, you know, like us saying, like, Seth, do more? Mm-hmm. Or was it this, like, this is a thing where we can take, you know, all of these elements of kind of the food Chicago universe and kind of consolidate them into one ball of awesome?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, as I was thinking about what we at Bacon Fest could do, I had a lot of ideas for different events. And the event, the idea that really stuck with me was what, you know, I'm a
historians of the Seth world will know that you know, Dumpling Fest Rapper's Delight, which was I think critically acclaimed.
That was our international global dumpling festival.
It was awesome. I mean the food was great, the personalities were great, the experience was great, but there must have been some kind of logistical reason it just didn't make it.
Yeah, but the reality is that when I moved to Chicago in 1999, I fell in love with Chicago food. I grew up in Washington, D.C., you know, and it's in D.C., there is some food culture, but in Chicago, there's this whole sort of universe of dishes that encapsulate Chicago pride, you know, and it's things that you can't find in this form anywhere else in the world, things like the Italian beef sandwich.
No, okay. Now, as a person who has traveled and even traveled in the name of carrying the mantle and the torch of food around the country, there's some things that that our listeners and that I, in, you know, times previous to that, where you just take it for granted that these things are everywhere.
Right. Exactly. You know? And if you're a native Chicagoan, the idea that someone can grow up without ever having had to choose between sweet and hot on their juicy dipped sandwich, it's hard to imagine.
It's
such an integral part of the culture. So Italian beef, hot dogs, of course, pizza, not just deep dish, but tavern style. And then some dishes that people may not always think of as Chicago style dishes, but were born in Chicago or specialized in Chicago. Things like the Jibarito, which we'll talk about later, hopefully during our quiz. Things like flaming Saganaki. Things like the
a Chicago thing?
Well, Saganaki, cheese, of course, is, grilled cheese is served in Greece and Greek restaurants. But in Chicago, they came up with the idea of lighting it on fire.
Now, is this one of those, like, Mrs. O'Leary cow things where, or the two great tastes that go great together, the recent, you know, they somehow magically came together, someone put it in their mouth and said, let's do this?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it happened by accident the first time
Oh my gosh, it's on fire.
Discovering penicillin. But it happened here, and it happened at a restaurant in Chicago, and it's legitimately something we can claim as our own. So I thought to myself, okay, at Bacon Fest, what's cool and fun about Bacon Fest is that chefs use this constraint of, okay, I got to make something with bacon to come up with these incredible, creative, wild dishes that basically approach bacon from every angle you can imagine and some that you haven't thought of yet. And I thought, okay, well, what's a similar constraint we can give chefs that will take advantage of what I fell in love about the Chicago menu and use that as a platform to launch into creative versions of all these dishes? So Da Best Fest is going to be on Friday, April 17th. We're going to have, I don't know, 40, 50 restaurants, each one doing either a traditional or an inventive version of one of the great dishes of the Chicago menu.
Now, do they have to kind of designate what it is? So let's say the creativity is so off the charts that it's just unrecognizable to the untrained eye. Yeah. So where do they have to say, like, this is my take on shrimp Dijon, you know, even though it doesn't look like it? Is there going to be any kind of, I don't know, directions, instructions, or a guidebook?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have, I don't know, maybe there's 30 dishes that I've identified as what I consider to be.
30?
Now, I don't know if
Dave
we're going to get
and I
all
were,
30.
We got through, like, and I kind of know some things, and we got to, like, 10. maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you can get it pretty deep in the weeds. Like, I don't know if any chef is going to tackle taffy grapes. I hope they do, but I don't know. But, like, you know, there's some dishes that, you know, maybe are great, maybe are not, but there's going to be options. And I think within those options, we're going to have prizes for each category. So it's going to be to a chef's advantage to choose an obscure or interesting dish and use that as a launching pad. And then we'll have, of course, an overall prize. I'm still thinking of names. Maybe the best of the best. I don't know.
Wow. It's 312-981-7200. Even suggestions from the listeners, you know, maybe could be a little bit of inspiration. They can go ahead and text in and call in. Elif is there as well. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk with Seth Zura. You know him as one of the founding members of the Bacon Fest Chicago phenomenon, creating what is soon to be that next installment with Da Best Fest. So keep it here. It's staying here on 720 WGN. Talking Da Best Fest, talking great Chicago foods, things that people enjoy all around the Chicagoland area and historical kind of culinary delights, the indigenous delicacies. We've got Seth Zura, the man behind it, the only man that I think could be trusted with such a sensitive and delicious project, right? Because, no, think about this. Is that, Seth, you have done, and of course his humility, Cat Connor, of course, here with Exo Marshmallow, you can concur, you can join in, because he's too humble to do it. But one of the things I love about Bacon Fest is the collection of places and personalities that are there. It isn't necessarily, and because usually there are great examples of food festivals and events all over the place, but typically they fit into one category or another. Either they're like, it's a street food fest, or it's some sort of elevated culinary fine dining situation. And you have all of those people working together, competing, commiserating, you know, from everywhere, from ma and pa places that are like little diners to some of the top restaurants and chefs in the country.
Yeah, we've been very lucky that folks like Kat from XO and folks like you know, the restaurant Hai Su. These are James Beard Award winners. We have this incredible range of restaurants that come and do Bacon Fest and that are going to do Da Best Fest. And I should mention, you know, there's only two shopping days till Christmas, but as it happens, tickets to both Da Best Fest and Bacon Fest Chicago are currently available for purchase. If you haven't figured out what to get your cousin that loves hot dogs or your uncle who's a bacon fanatic, tickets are to Bacon Fest and Da Best Fest are a great way to go.
Well, and here's the way that they tie into, and I think this was another genius. So Marshmallow Genius, event food style genius, Seth, is that for Bacon Fest, you know, Saturday, Sunday, you've got multiple sessions, you're getting in there, you can fit it whatever schedule you want, is that this is an event that's the Friday of that same weekend.
Correct. So Friday night, Da Best Fest, and then lunch and dinner, Bacon Fest on Saturday. And in fact, we do have a ticket bundle. If you're someone that loves...
You really have
festivals.
To pace yourself. So this is, you can start training now, much like a marathoner, right? You don't just get up there and run 26.2.
Oh, no, for sure. This is for experienced eaters only.
So talk a little bit about where people can get the tickets, how much they cost.
Sure. So tickets to Da Best Fest are at our website, dabestfest.com, dabestfest.com. And tickets to Bacon Fest are at baconfestchicago.com. And Da Best Fest is $75, all-inclusive general admission ticket. You're going to get drinks. You're going to get all the wild Chicago dishes you can eat. And Bacon Fest tickets start at $60 for a no-alcohol version to go all the way up to...
That is a bargain.
$160 for VIP access.
Wow. So I think there's a real value there, too. And you have so many... I think people that have been excited about it, and they tell two friends and so on. And so I think this is going to be really exciting. Talk about some of the places that are involved, because not everybody can do this. This isn't like, hey, your best take on just include bacon. This is a little bit different, right? You really have to kind of follow a program. Mm-hmm. So who's going to be some of the star attractions at Da Best Fest?
Well, we're still building that roster of restaurants, but XO is planning to be at both Bacon Fest and Da Best Fest. And I thought of XO because of their experience in creating, you know, Chicago style marshmallows.
What is a Chicago style marshmallow? Let the listeners know we're talking with Kat Connor. She's here from XO. So the marshmallow is, I don't want to say much maligned because it's generally beloved, I think, right? But to take something so simple and then to kind of take it, deconstruct it, and then build it back, sort of like the Bionic Man, right? Better than it was. You know, talk about that, because it's one of those things. Marshmallow seems simple, but to do it the way you're doing is not easy.
Yeah, I mean, what's great about marshmallows is they definitely have that nostalgic element to them. And what makes them great for things like Bacon Fest and Da Best Fest is, similarly, people already come in with these notions of what to expect, what to love, and we kind of turn it on its head and give it a new, fresh spin. So you're taking something simple and making it complex, new, fun, fresh, but still have that whimsical feeling behind it.
When it comes to the ingredients, the essential ingredients of a marshmallow, what is it? Is it just sugar? It seems like it, or no?
Yeah, no. You're on the right track. We use basically sugar and then an invert sugar and a little bit of gelatin. A lot of recipes will call for egg whites. We do not have egg whites in our marshmallows. And you're pretty much like creating a simple syrup and whipping it and letting it set. And so we like to say it's part science, part magic. And the real magic comes in.
I think that's in the cookbook, right? Add a dash of magic.
Yeah, it's certainly in all of our recipes. But, you know, when you start adding different flavors, that's when it becomes very technical and you can really mess up a marshmallow if you don't know what you're doing.
Some flavors seem obvious that people would be calling for, asking for, loving, buying, purchasing. One of the flavors I see in the is Malort. That people would be sort of, so is that used, is that something that people enjoy, or are they using it as a repellent of some kind?
You know, I will say that Malort is one of our best-selling flavors.
Wow, okay.
And I think it's a little of both. Our executive pastry chef, Melissa Humphrey, she designs the dishes for the fest, and she really wanted to make a Malort marshmallow for a very long time, and finally one day she just did it. She's a big fan, and we started bringing it to fests like Bacon Fest and just kind of having them under the table, and you wouldn't believe the number of people in Chicago that would find us. Like, we would just send out a little tweet. Yeah. Yeah. Where you got the Malort? You got the Malort? And it's true. We'd be like, okay, let's see your tattoos. I mean, they're committed. They want those Malort marshmallows. So they're in that family for the fans, but I think a lot of people also buy them because they are such, it's such a Chicago tradition.
Nice.
But does everybody know about Malort? I mean, Malort has a reputation of being a surprising tasting beverage, and sometimes a reputation of being a prank that a bartender might give you if you're like a jerk and you demand a free shot. But the reality is that Malort is good. I know it's a controversial opinion, but I think Malort is tasty, and people drink it, and they start because of the shock value, but then they continue because it's a great taste of Chicago.
See, here it is. You're, as an education, as an ambassador, the reputation precedes itself, but maybe doesn't define it, right? And so that's part of it. So Seth, for DeBest Fest, talk about some of the foods. We've got maybe a minute or two that we're going to have here, maybe a minute or so. It's going to be the Italian beefs. It's going to be the Chicago style hot dogs.
Yeah, one of the dishes that I'm excited about is the mother-in-law. You know, the mother-in-law. The mother-in-law is a hot dog bun with a tamale inside instead of a hot dog, and chili, like chili and onions on top. And it's you know, it's like an alternative to a hot dog at a hot dog stand. We have a chef from Le Bouchon, Oliver Poilievre, who tells me that he's working on a mother-in-law du canard, a duck mother-in-law with duck chili, duck in the tamale, crispy duck skin on top. So that's the kind of, like, okay, we're going to take a humble model for a dish. We're going to elevate it and give it personality and pizzazz, like the Malort marshmallow, like the duck mother-in-law. That's the kind of fun, creative thing you'll see at DeBest Fest, alongside a traditional deep dish pizza, a traditional shrimp Dijon.
They are all and have always been conversation starters for sure. So I think in addition to all of the fun, you're going to get people kind of weighing in with their thoughts, or, hey, you got to include this next year, or, hey, did you ever think about that? Give the website again for people to get some tickets and information on the tickets for DeBest Fest.
So you can check us out at DeBestFest.com, D-A-B-E-S-T, Fest.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, so just find us out there. And then also Bacon Fest, of course, at BaconFestChicago.com.
And then the location for it is going to be the UIC again?
At the UIC Forum, so right at the corner of Roosevelt and Halsted. It's a nice meeting space that we create a aerosolized cloud of bacon fat all around for just that one day in April.
And Kat, the website for XO?
Yeah, so our website is XOMarshmallow.com, and we have the world's first all-marshmallow cafe in Rogers Park, right on the corner of Sheridan and Lent.
We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com.